欢然的取水。
Oh, wow, it's a good response, huh? Yeah, you know, when every new year comes in, we were so happy, but.
每一年的时候我们都很高兴。
But there is always a sense of anxiety inside us. What will happen next?
但是我里面总是有一个不安，说会发生什么呢？
But hallelujah, that day when we receive the Lord Jesus Christ, that is really a happy day. Because transaction is done. We know what is the future. We have eternal life in Him. Because it's really to be happy. But people in this world today have such an anxiety, okay, what will happen next? What will happen tomorrow?
这世上有很多的不安，世上的人有很多的不安，因为
不知道今天会发生什么。
但是我们知道我们的将来是什么。
You know that day when the missionary on our school make a challenge to us to commit our lives to Christ.
在我们学校让我们把我们交给主耶稣的时候。
I walk down the aisle.
我走到那个走道里面。
And accept the Lord Jesus Christ into my heart.
我把主耶稣接到我的心里。
I will say that is the happiest day of my life.
那是我最快乐的日子。
More happier than when I married my wife.
甚至比我娶我妻子更快乐。
Don't be insulted by it, but it's really the real thing.
这是真实的。
Because what we get is eternal life.
因为我们得到的是永远的生命。
So praise the Lord for this happy day.
赞美主，我们这快乐的日子。
Oh, before we start, let's turn our Bible to Titus.
我们打到提多书。
We will continue on to focus our attention on the book of Titus. So let's Bible to Titus chapter 2,
verse 11 and
12. Let's read it all together. I read first in English, okay? For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust,We should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Verse 13. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Lord Savior Jesus Christ. 14. Who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto us a peculiar people, zealous of good works. 15. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority, let no man despise thee.
因为神救人的恩典已经显明出来，教训我们除去不敬虔的心和世俗的情欲，在今世自守公义，敬虔度日，等候所盼望的福，并候至大的神和我们救主基督的荣耀显现。他为我们舍了自己，要使我们脱离一切罪恶，又洁净我们，特做自己的子民，热心为善。
Okay,
这些事你要讲明，劝诫人，用各等权柄责备人，不可叫人轻看你。
Another verse in Ephesians chapter 2,
以弗所书第二章
verse 1 to 9,
第一节到第九节。
How about all the brothers and sisters read in Chinese, okay?
弟兄姊妹一起来读中文。
Chapter 2, verse 1 to 9.
以弗所书第二章一到九节。你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来。
Amen.
那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。我们从前也都在他们中间，放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。然而神既有丰富的悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救是本乎恩，他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上，要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩慈，显明给后来的世代看。你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。我们原是
Amen. Another verse, 1 John chapter 2, verse 15.
约翰一书第二章第十五节。
I'll read it to you. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. And if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
不要爱世界和世界上的事，人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里。
Okay, another verse, in 2 Peter.
彼得后书。
2 Peter chapter 2, verse 6-8.
第二章第六节到第八节。
In turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemn them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those that after should live ungodly, and deliver just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked, for that righteous man dwelling among them, in seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deed.
又判定索多玛、俄摩拉将二城倾覆、焚烧成灰，作为后世不敬虔人的鉴戒，只搭救了那常为恶人淫行忧伤的义人罗德，因为那义人住在他们中间，看见、听见他们不法的事，他的一心就天天伤痛。
Okay, let's have a word of prayer.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, this morning we come to your word once again, open our hearts to you.
主耶稣，我们来到你话语的面前，我们把我们的心向你打开。
Lord, we admit that we are a group of people who are ignorant to your word.
主，我们承认我们是一群人对你的话语无知。
Lord, we need that spirit of revelation to speak, reveal your word again to us.
我们需要启示的圣灵将你的话向我们打开。
Oh, that we once again can know your purpose and your will in us.
使我们知道你，也知道你的旨意。
Oh, that we can live properly, righteously in this evil and crooked world.Generation,
使我们在这邪恶的世代能够活着你的样式。
That we might be your testimony on this earth today.
使我们在地上成为你的见证。
Lord, bless your word this morning.
祝福你的话。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Last week we, last time I shared with you on the first chapter of Titus.
上一次我们讲到提多书第一章。
We talk about God's amazing grace.
我们讲到神惊人的恩典。
You know, even though there's a lot of things that we mentioned in the book of Titus concerning church management.
是提多书讲到教会的很多管理的事情。
Yet without God's grace, it will never go on.
没有神的恩典，这些事情不可能继续。
And in the first, we see Paul emphasize greatly that he is the trophy of God's grace.
第一章保罗强调到说他是神恩典的见证。
But the story doesn't end here.
但是故事不在这里结束。
We need also to bring people to become also the trophy of God's grace.
我们需要把人带到神的面前成为神恩典的见证。
And afterwards he talked about what is grace itself.
他讲到说什么是恩典。
Grace is something God has given us even though we don't deserve it.
恩典就是神所给我们，是我们所不配得的。
And in this grace, we enjoy one very important thing, which is liberty, freedom in Christ Jesus.
这个恩典最重要的一件事情就是我们在主耶稣里面的自由。
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 1 says,
以弗所书第五章第一节。
Stand fast in the liberty in which Christ has set you free.
第五章第一节，所以你们在加拉太书 ，sorry。
Galatians chapter 5 verse 1. Stand fast in the liberty in which Christ has set you free.
在基督释放了我们，所以要站立得稳。
Lord.
赞美主。
We are already in the position of being liberated.
我们在一个位置上是已经自由。
We have been free, have freedom from what? From sin.
我们从罪里面已经得了自由。
With freedom from the fear of death.
我们从死亡的惧怕里面得了自由。
And our future is secure.
我们的将来已经被有确定。
And in this freedom, we see the five aspects of God's grace.
我们看在这里面，我们看到有五个方面。
Can anybody of you tell me what is the first one?
第一点是什么
？God's sovereign grace.
神作王掌权的恩典。
You see, God before the foundation of the world had been set us apart.
神在创世以前已经拣选了我们。
Oh, praise the Lord.
赞美神。
We didn't choose God.
我们没有拣选。
He's the one who chose us.
他拣选了我们。
Seeing who we are.
看到我们是什么。
And that kind of condition we are.
在我们这样的情况下。
We can ask, how can God choose me?
我们会说神怎么会来拣选我。
Yes, thank God.
但是感谢神。
In His grace.
在他惊人的恩典里。
He has chosen us.
他选择了我们。
Even before the foundation world.
在神创世以前。
Secondly, God's seeking grace.
是神寻找我们的恩典。
Luke chapter 19 verse 10 says.
路加福音十九章第十节
说 For the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost.
人子来为要拯救寻找拯救失丧的人
Not only he set us apart.
不光他把我们分别出来。
He came down and seek after us.
他来寻找我们。
Not that we seek him.
不是我们来寻找他。
But he loves us and seek after us.
他爱我们也来寻找我们。
Thirdly, we see God's saving grace.
第三，我们看到神拯救的恩典。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 7 to 9 says.
以弗所书第二章第
7到第9节。For by grace are ye saved through faith.
你们一得救是本乎他也。
And not of ourselves, it is the gift of God.
不是出于你们，乃是神的恩赐。
Thank God we don't spend a bit of money or spend a bit of effort to get our salvation.
我们没有花一点点的钱和一点点的努力来得到这个救恩。
It's all together the grace of God.
都是神的恩
赐。So I want to add a little more concerning God's grace, saving grace.
我再讲一点关于神拯救。
God's saving grace is a full salvation.
神的恩典是完全的救恩。
You know, Gary Hedrick once said.
有个弟兄说。
He said God's grace is God's salvation is in three tenses.
神的恩典是三个时态。
The past, the present, and the future.
过去、现在和将来。
I am saved.
我被拯救。
I am being saved.
我现在正在被拯救。
And I will be saved.
我会被拯救。
When I am saved, it's justification by faith.
我被拯救的时候是是公义得到因信称义。
When we say, Lord Jesus, I accept you into my heart.
我接受你进到我的心里。
I am a sinner, I want you to save me.
我是一个罪人，我希望你来救我。
That day we are saved.
那一天我们得救。
By faith in Christ Jesus.
因着信。
We are justified.
我们因信称义。
But God's salvation doesn't stop there.
但是神的恩典不停在这里。
There is so-called, I am being saved.
有一点是我们现在正在被拯救。
Which is intense?
是现在是。
Which is sanctification?
是成圣。
You know, I'm being saved.
我现在被拯救。
Today we cannot, but daily we still fail.
我们现在说我们还常常跌倒。
A lot of times we still sin.
我们是常常犯罪。
But thank God for His sanctification.
但是感谢神，我们因此成圣。
Before when we sin, it's only normal.
过去我们犯罪是正常的事情。
We have no feeling at all.
我们没有感觉。
But after we are saved, there is always a thing that bothers us.
但是我们得救以后，我们会觉得不安。
What is this sanctification?
成圣是什么呢？
You know, God is changing us.
神在改变我们。
So every time we sin, every time we have shortcoming before God, we come before the Lord and ask forgiveness.
当我们犯罪的时候，我们来到神的面前祈求赦免。
There is a realization that we cannot overcome sin without Christ.
我们有一个事实说，没有基督，我们不能够胜过
罪。Therefore, there is a need that every day, every moment, we still need to come back to God.
每时每刻，我们都需要回到神的面前。
On the one hand, we ask His blood to cleanse us from our sin.
一方面，我们求神赦免我们的罪。
On the other hand, when we are in Christ, daily He flows in this divine life into us.
一方面他洗净我们的罪，另一方面他的圣洁的生命进到我们的里面。
That's why John the Baptist said, "I should decrease; He must."
所以施洗约翰说，愿我减少，愿他增加。
That is sanctification.
那是成圣。
And what I am being, I will be saved.
说将来我要被拯救。
That is glorification.
那是荣耀。
Praise the Lord.
赞美神。
That day we will be glorified.
那一天我们会有荣耀。
So what is really justification?
什么是称义呢？
We are salvation from the penalty of sin.
从罪的工价里面被释放出来。
What is sanctification?
什么是成圣呢？
It's salvation from what? The power of sin.
从罪的权势下被拯救出来。
And what is glorification?
什么是荣耀呢？
It's salvation from the presence of sin.
就是从罪的那个存在里面被拯救出来。
Because that day when we are in glory.
那一天我们在荣耀里。
Sin and death will not bother us anymore.
罪恶不会再来搅扰我们。
Or sin and death will be thrown into the hell of fire.
罪会被扔到火湖里面去。
There is no more the presence of sin and death.
那一天再也没有罪。
Rather we are in glory.
我们在荣耀里。
That is what God calls saving grace.
那是神拯救的恩典。
It's His salvation.
那是一个完全的救恩。
Then we come to the fourth thing. It's God's what? Saving grace.
第四点是稳固的救恩。
It's more
的恩典。
What is more secure than eternal life?
什么比那个永远的生命更
稳固呢？ I always remember when we have this the Hurricane Ike.
是那个飓风 Ike.
Then all we had a damaged roof.
房顶被破坏。
So the insurance company, you know, paid that and paid a partial of it.And they had a new roof installed.
保险公司付了一部分的钱，装了一个新的房顶。
And they said, "Oh, this roof is good. It's good for 30 years."
这个房顶可以持续三十年。
Yeah, but after 30 years, it still will break.
三十年以后还是会坏掉。
Insured is insured, a good insurance, but still not forever.
保险公司只是一段时间，不是到永远。
But thank God, the eternal life that He gave us, it's eternal.
但是神所给我们永远的生命是永远的。
And we don't need to worry about it.
我们不需要担心。
And lastly, we have God's satisfying grace.
最后，我们恩典是神满足的
恩典。Because we have grace, mercy, and peace.
因为恩典。怜悯平安。
We have grace because God gave us, even don't deserve it, which is eternal life.
恩典是说神所给我们是我们所不配得的，就是永远的。
And what is mercy?
怜悯是什么？
It's something that God don't give us, even though we deserve it, that is eternal judgment.
怜悯就是我们所配得，但是神没有给我们，就是永远的审判。
And what is peace? It's the totality or the result of grace and mercy.
平安就是恩典和怜悯的结果。
We never have peace even after, if we don't have grace and mercy.
我们没有平安，如果我们没有怜悯和恩典。
But praise God.
但是感谢。
We are the most happiest person on this earth.
我们是世上最快乐的人。
Because not only we gain grace, we gain mercy, and it results to peace.
因为我们得到的不光是恩典、怜悯，还有平安。
Praise the Lord.
感谢神。
And today but there is a warning on it.
但是有一个警告。
After we gain so much from God's grace.
但是我们从神得到这么多的恩典
以后。We should not deny the grace of God.
我们不能够来否认神的恩典。
Let us not be those Pharisees and Judaizers.
我们不能够成为法利赛人和犹太人。
Who insist that to keep the law in order to gain salvation.
他们是为了来靠着律法来成全。
God's grace is free.
神的恩典是
As long as we are in Christ.
只要我们在基督里
God's grace continuously flows into us.
神的恩就会一直的流到我们的里
面。On the other hand, we should not distort the grace of God.
另一方面，我们不要扭曲神的恩典。
In other words, we shouldn't say, oh, since I'm saved, then I will do everything I want.
既然我被拯救，那我就可以做任何事情。
Since my future is secure, then I will do whatever I want to do.
既然我的将来已经确定了，那么我就可以做任何事情。
This is to step back to our old manner of life.
这就是我们退后到我们以前的生活。
This is to walk according to the flesh once again.
这是活在肉体的里面。
Today we should not distort the grace of God.
今天我们不能够扭曲神的恩典。
By walking according to the Spirit.
但是却是活在圣灵的里面。
Walk in the newness of life.
活在这个新生命的里面。
Now today I want to share what does grace brought into our life.
今天我要来讲说这个恩典带给我们的是什么。
Only last time we talked about what is grace.
上一次我们讲到什么是恩典。
Now we will talk about what grace has brought into our life.
今天我来讲什么恩典带给我们生命的是什么。
Titus chapter 2 verse 11 to 12.
提多书第二章第十一节讲。
Speak of for the grace of God that bringeth salvation.
讲到说神的恩典所救恩。
You know, the grace God gave us bring to us salvation.
这个神所给我们的恩典带来的是救恩。
And the parallel verse of Titus chapter 2 verse 11 to 12 is Ephesians chapter 2.
这个相应的这个话是以弗所书第二章。
Because chapter 2 of Ephesians speak of the reason God gave us salvation.
以弗所书第二章讲到说神为什么给我们恩典。
Maybe if you want to turn to Ephesians chapter 2 once again as we go along the message.
我们来翻到以弗所书第二章。
He said God gave us salvation firstly because we are dead in trespasses and in sin.
因为在第二章讲到说我们是死在罪恶过犯中的人。
We need salvation because we are dead.
我们需要救恩，因为我们死了。
Oh, some people said, oh, the world is so sick, it needs healing.
就有人说这个世界这样子的病态需要医治。
Oh, the world doesn't need healing.
这个世界不需要医治。
The world needs life.
这个世界需要生命。
Because whenever we are separated from God,
当我们从神分开的时候
when a person is separated from God, he is as good as dead.
这个人从神分开，他就跟死。
It is like a corpse in a morgue.
就像棺材里的那个尸体。
You might need to comb his hair properly.
你可能会把他的头发梳得很好。
Put him in his new suit.
穿上新衣服。
And put all those cosmetics that cause him to be more than alive.
把他化妆得很好，像活的一样。
Yet in reality, it's still a dead person.
但实际上他还是个死人。
But in reality, this is all of us, the reality, this is who we are today.
这就是我们。
You might be a graduate from Harvard University.
你也许从哈佛毕业。
You might be the CPA graduate authorized to, you know, do accounting.
也许你是 CPA 可以做会计。
You might be the president of a company.
你也许是公司的总
裁。But one day when you are separate from God, you are but a living dead.
有一天如果你从神分开，你就是活着的死人。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
His salvation bringing us what? Eternal life.
但他的救恩带给我们永远的生命。
Today we are quickened.
就今天我们被复活。
Our spirit is made alive in Christ Jesus.
我们今天的生命在基督里面活过了。
The second reason we God bring us salvation because we are devilish.
第二点，他带给我们救恩是因为我们
devilish.
属魔鬼。
In verse 2 it says, for in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince and the power of the air.
第二节说到, 那是你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领。
We belong to the devil.
我们属于魔鬼。
The Lord told the Pharisees, for you have your father the devil.
你的父亲是魔鬼。
Well, you said, Brother Lawrence, you're going too much.
弟兄你走得太远了。
You said we are dead in sin, okay, I'll believe that.
你说我死在罪中，我相信。
But you said my father is the devil, you're going too far.
你说我的父亲是魔鬼，那你说的太多了。
But if we look out in the mirror when we get angry,
那你如果看看镜子，你发怒的时候，
is this the kind of a feature of being a Christian?
那是基督徒的形象吗？
You know, if there is a device that will project what is our thought, what is in our heart, we'll just be surprised. Is this me?
如果有一个机器能够把我们脑子和心里所想的放出来的话， 你会惊讶说那是我吗？
You know, my mom once is looking at the news. He said there's a person named Nancy Kerrigan.
我妈有一天在听新闻的时候，说有一个人叫Nancy Kerrigan。
He is one of the gold medalists of the United States Olympic team, figure skating.
他是那个美国奥运会的金牌得主。
His father loved her so much that his father needed to work three kinds of jobs in order to fulfill her dream.
他的父亲做了三样工作来为了完成他的梦想。
And one day his brother has a fight with his father.
有一天他和他父亲争吵。
And because of that fight, his brother got so angry, he killed his father.
因着他的哥哥非常愤怒，他杀了他的父亲。
How could a person kill his father?
一个人怎么能杀了他的父亲呢？
It's because our father is the devil.
因是因为我们的父是魔鬼。
You know, look at the newspaper today. It's no news but bad news.
你看看新闻，今天没有好的消息，都是坏的消息。
It's either somebody raped somebody.
是某个人强奸了某个人。
Parents put his baby in the microwave.
是父亲把孩子放到锅炉里。
And the mother put his baby in the freezer.
母亲把孩子放到冰箱里。
This is who we are, the father. Your father is the devil.
因为我们的父是魔鬼。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
We have been transferred.
我们今天被改变。
Offered the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light.
从黑暗权下转向光。
Today our father is not the devil anymore.
今天我们的父不再是魔鬼。
Our father is the father, heavenly father who is in heaven.
今天我们的父是在天上的。
And today, every time through the blood of Christ,
今天借着主耶稣的宝血，
we can come before the Father and call him Abba Father.
我们今天可以来到神的面前叫他阿爸。
Oh, what a salvation!
这是怎样的一个救恩？
What a change!
这样怎样的一个改变？
Not only that, it says that we are children of disobedience.
不光如此，我们说到说这是悖逆的儿子。
In other words, we break every single law or commandment of God.
因为我们违背了神的每一条诫命。
You said, I didn't rob a bank, I didn't kill a person.
你说我没有抢银行，我也没有杀人。
How could you say I break the law?
你怎么说我违背了律法呢？
I might speak a little lie.
我可能只是撒了一个小谎。
But Bible says,
但是圣经怎么讲？
Break one law, you break all the laws of God.
你违背了一条律法，就违背了所有的律法。
The Bible also tells us, if you hate your brother, you already murder your brother.
圣经上说，如果你恨你的弟兄，你就杀了你的弟兄。
You say, I didn't commit adultery.
你说我没有犯奸淫。
But the Bible says, if we lusted after a woman only in our mind, we already committed adultery with her.
如果你的眼睛在心里面跟他犯奸淫，你就已经跟他犯奸淫。
Who in this midst never hated his brother?
在我们群中有谁没有恨过他的弟兄呢？
We all do hated our brother at this once in a while.
我们都恨过我们弟兄。
So we can argue that we are children of disobedience.
所以我们就是悖逆之子。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
He brought us back.
他把我们带回来。
From a children of disobedience to a person who is subject to the law of Christ.
从悖逆之子变成顺服神的人。No,
now we don't walk according to the law of man.
我们不再顺服人的律法。We
walk according to the law of God, which is a higher law.
我们在顺服神的律法是更高的律法。And
not only,
不光如此。
It says we are by nature children of wrath, verse 3 in Ephesians.
是讲到说我们是可怒之子。
In other words, we are by nature sinful.
讲到说我们天然是犯罪的人。
We might try our best to be good.
我们可以做最好的来想办法做好人。
But regardless of the effort,
但是不管我们怎样努力,
no matter how you teach, how you make an example of a person, he still give him the right opportunity, he will continue to sin.
无论我们怎样教, 只要给他一个机会, 他就会去犯罪。
You know, it's like, you know, trying to, you know, adopt a rattlesnake.
就像你, 领养一个, 响尾蛇。
You know, a rattlesnake is one of the most poisonous snakes in North America.
在北美响尾蛇是最毒的一种蛇。
Maybe after you know a rattlesnake is born, you'll say I'll teach him to be more cultured.
响尾蛇生下来之后，你说我会来教他成为更加的人性。
You will separate him from his mother.
你把他从妈妈那里分开。
Use tender loving care in taking care of that snake.
你细心来照顾他。
Let me tell you.
让我告诉
你。One day you try to irritate this snake.
有一天如果你来刺激他的话。
He will just bite you with this and put some poison in you.
咬你给你一些毒。
Why? Because in that snake there is the nature of poison.
因为在它里面，它有那个毒性。
That's why a lot of times in the newspaper we say, "Oh, a man being killed by a bear."
为什么说新闻里面说一个人被熊所杀
？Or being killed by a lion.
被狮子所杀。
You know, sometimes people are so foolish trying to take care of wild animals.
所以有些人很愚蠢，他们想要来收养一些野生动物。
They think they can domesticate this wild animal.
他们也许说他们可以家养这些动物。
But let me tell you, just one day you try to irritate him, he will bite you, he will eat you up.
有一天，如果你来刺激它的话，它就会来咬你，甚至把你吃了。
In nature, we are just like wild animals.
在我们的天性里面，我们就是那些野生动物。
We are by nature sinful.
我们在我们天性里面就是犯罪的。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
God placed us back in Christ.
神把我们放回到基督里面。
Oh, what great salvation He has given to us!
就是怎样的一个救恩他所给我们的。
That's why I really love the song John Newton wrote.
所以我非常喜欢那个弟兄约翰牛顿所写的。
Say, Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
惊人的恩典何等甜美拯救这样一个无赖。
Through his salvation,
借着他的救恩
we who are dead in sin was made alive in Christ.
我们死在罪恶观判的当中的人在基督里面活过来。
We who are devilish now become the children of God.
我们属于魔鬼，现在我们却成为神的儿女。
We who before are what, children of obedience, now we are obedient to the law of Christ.
过去我们是悖逆之子，现在我们来顺服神的律法。
Before we are what? By nature sinful, now we walk according to the newness of life, according to the what? The law of the spirit of life.
过去我们是可怒之子，现在我们却活在神的圣灵里面，活在神的旨意里面。
This is what salvation has brought us.
这是救恩所带给我们的。
Number two.
第二点。
What has salvation taught us?
救恩教给我们什么呢
？Okay, Titus chapter 2 once again says.
提多书第二章。
Verse 12.
第十二节
teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust that we should live soberly, righteously, godly in this present world.
教训我们除去不敬虔的心和世俗的情欲，在今世公义敬虔度日。
Grace brought us salvation.
救恩带给我们带给我们救恩。
Number two, grace us sanctification.
救恩也教给我们成圣。
Teach us how we ought to live in this present world.
教我们在今世怎样来生活。
Yes, indeed. After we are saved,
当我们被拯救以后
we don't know how to live in this world.
我们并不知道在这地上怎么生活。
It's like because we are like a immigrant from one country to the other.
就像我们从一个国家移民到另外一个国家。
Let me tell you a funny story. When we are in the Philippines,
当我们在菲律宾的时候
when we got caught by the police, for example, over speeding.
我们因为超速被警察抓住。
We always put in our license a fifty peso.
在我们的驾照我们放个五十块钱。
And so when we are caught, we give the license to to the policeman.
我们把驾照给警察。
And when he see the 50 peso, he put it in his pocket.
当他看到五十块钱，他就装到兜里。
And he said, "You can go."
他就说你可以走了。
This is the kind of life we live in the Philippines.
这就是我们在菲律宾的生活。
And it's not but natural.
这是很自然的事。
Everybody.
每个人都这么做。
But when you come to the States,
但你看来到美国
you try to do that.
你看
you have another violation.
为了另外一个
not only for overspeeding,
不光是超速
but bribery on an official.
甚至贿赂官长。
So when we come to the States, we need to reculture ourselves.
所以来到美国的时候我们需要改变一下。
According to the law of the US,
顺服美国的律法。
Today we are transferred from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light.
今天我们从黑暗的权势转到光明的
国度。We should admit we are ignorant of the law of God. We are ignorant.
我们过去我们不知道神的律法。
God needs to re-educate us.
神需要重新来教我们。
But how did He re-educate us?
他怎么来教我们呢
？John 14:26 says.
约翰福音十四章说。
And He will send us a comforter.
他会差给一个保惠师来。
Which God will send in My name.
是奉着他的名来的。
And he will teach us in all things.
他会教导我们一切的事。
And bring us all things to remembrance.
并且想使我们想起他所对我们说过的一切话。
Praise God when he resurrected from the dead and ascended to the Father.
当他到父那里去的时候。
He is alone.
他没有把我们留在这单独的在这世上。
He put in us a mentor.
他在我们里面放下一个导
师。Wonderful mentor, the most wonderful mentor.
这是一个非常奇妙的。
Better than all the professor in this world.
胜过世上所有的教授。
He is the Holy Spirit.
是圣灵。
He will teach us in all things.
他教导我们一切的事。
He teaches us the ways of God.
他教导神的事的事情。
You know what? My mom went to Walgreens a few days last week, I think.
我妈妈去了 Walgreens 上个礼拜。
He bought four creams.
他买了四个。
This is for allergy.
是用来过敏的。
Yeah, you know, accidentally, the person who is in the register just scanned three of them.
这个cashier 这个。
Yeah, cashier. Yeah.
只是扫描了三样。
Yeah, and when he went home, he said, "When my mom always had a habit of looking through the receipt."
我妈妈就在看那个发票。
He said, "Only three." He didn't scan the fourth one.
他说他只扫描了三件，没有扫描第四件。
If it is before.
如果是从前的话。
When it is us before.
就如果问我们这是从前的
话。We say hallelujah.
那就是太好了。
Buy four, get one free.
买四个有一个是不要钱。
But you know, my mom said no. We need to go back.
但是我妈妈说我们需要回去。
So she went back and tell the person in service counter said something's wrong.
他就告诉那个收银员说错了。
He said what's the problem?
那个人说怎么样
yeah, I bought four, you only scan three. I need to pay the fourth back.
我买了四个，你只是扫描了三件。
This totally total different from a person who is not saved and a person who are saved.
这就是那个和得救的和不得救的区别。
Because the Spirit in us teaches us to live righteously, soberly in this corrupted world.
因为这个圣灵在我们里面教导我们公义自守敬虔度日。
We are totally different from other people in this world.
我们跟着世上人完全不一样。
People will cry, praise God, it's free.
地上的人会说感谢神，这是不要钱的。
But today, as Christian, we don't do that anymore.
但是今天我们作为基督徒不再
这么做。Because there is a mentor.
因为在我们里面有一个保惠师。
That teaches us in a righteous way.
教导我们公义的事。
This is sanctification.
这就是成圣。
Gradually, there is a change in us.
在逐渐有一个改变。
You know, just a Thursday, in my company, when you work, you always need to put on the gown because we deal with chemicals.
在我们公司工作的时候，我们需要穿上这些衣服，因为我们跟化学物品接触。
You put on this, you know, this what we call that a net, and you put on a glove, a big what we call filter that is like 3 pounds, and you put on the gown, and you put on the shoe cover, everything.
你的脸上放上那个面具，身上有3磅重，身上有衣服，还有鞋子。
When you get out of the room, you need to take it off.
等你出来的时候，你需要拿下来。
And when you get into the room, put it back.
进去的时候再穿上。
But we are always in a hurry of production.
但是我们总是很急。
So when I opened the door, I just went out.
所以当我开门的时候，我就出去了。
But a quality control, which is a brother told me, "Hey, Lawrence, did you change your robe?"
但是那个根据质量检测，那个弟兄就说你换了衣服了吗
？I just said, "Oh yes, I changed it."
我就说我换了。
Man, when that word came out of my mouth, I feel so uneasy.
但是那个话出来的时候，我就里面非常的不安。
Because after I changed, I called the brother. Can I talk to you for a while?
过后我就跟那个弟兄说，我能跟你说话吗
？I only changed when after you.
我换了，但是是在那之后，你跟我讲话之后。
Who taught us this? It's the Holy Spirit.
谁教给我们这些呢？是圣灵。
The Holy Spirit tried to sanctify us day by day.
圣灵在每天使我们成圣。
Brothers and sisters, we thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们感谢。
For the Holy Spirit in us.
因着在我们里面的圣灵。
But the Lord gave us also another thing.
但是神给了我们另外一件事
情。In 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 3 says,
彼得前书第一章
说到 being born again, not with corruptible seed, but incorruptible, the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever.
我们重生不是因着能坏的种子，乃是因着不能坏的种子，是神活泼长存的道。
Not only God gave us the Spirit in us,
不光神把圣灵给我们。
God gave us His word in order to confirm our feeling.
神也把他的话给我们，为了印证我们里面的圣灵。
That's why today we encourage each and every one of us to continue to dig ourselves into the Word of God.
所以今天我们互相勉励来更多读神的话语。
For the Word of God sanctify us day by day.
因为神的话使我们每天都成圣。
Thank the Lord for this sanctification.
感谢使我们成圣。
This is what grace has taught us.
这是圣灵，这是恩典所教给我们的。
Number,
第三点。
What grace has sought after us?
这个恩典，的目的是什么？
Verse 14.
第十四节。
Who gave himself for us that we might redeem us from this iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people?
第十四节，他为我们舍了自己，要使我们脱离一切罪恶，又洁净我们，特作自己的子民。
God saved us not just for us to be here on this world and be righteous people.
神救我们不光是让我们在地上成为公义的人。
God wants us to be a peculiar people.
神让我们成为特别的人。
When I look at the word in the Greek,
当我看了那个希腊文的那个
He said, this is the first time and the only time this word peculiar is mentioned.
这是唯一的一处，也是第一次提到这个特殊的子民。
This peculiar is different from 1 Peter.
这个特殊的子民和彼得前书第一章不同。
Because this peculiar talks about God took interest in this group of people above all people.
就是讲到说神对于这一群人比别人更感兴趣。
That we might became his treasure.
使我们成为他的财宝。
So peculiar people talks about we are the treasure.
这里讲到说我们是神的财宝。
Today God has sought us not only to save us from sin, not only for us to go to heaven, that we might become a treasure in his eyes.
今天神来寻找我们，不光是让我们从罪里得释放，乃是为了要成为他自己的子民。
But being treasure is not only for display purposes.
成为他的财宝并不是为了摆放。
It says he is zealous of good works.
是为了热心行善。
In other words, that we might serve him.
就是说我们要来服侍他。
God save us for a purpose.
神拯救我们是为了一个目的。
That we might be a treasure to serve him.
使我们成为服侍他。
If we see what our situation before.
看看我们以前的光景。
How lowly we are!
我们是何等的低下。
Today God only save us, not only save us.
今天神不光救我们。
But also that we can serve the living and righteous God.
也来侍奉这位公义的神。
Isn't this amazing grace?
这不是惊人的恩典吗
？Lastly,
最后
，the grace has wrought into us. Wrought into us.
也在我们里面所做成的。
Verse 13.
第十三节。
Looking for that blessed hope, for the glory of our Lord, our great God and our Jesus Christ.
等候所盼望的福，并等候至大的神和我们救主耶稣基督的荣耀
显现。Not only we be a treasure before His eyes,
不光是我们在他的眼睛里面是何等的至宝。
But He put in us a great hope.
他放在我们里面一个非常大的希望。
This hope is that He is coming back again.
这个希望就是他会再来。
And taking back to Himself.
把我们带回到他那里去。
Oh praise God!
感谢神。
What a complete salvation!
这是一个何等完全的救恩。
Oh grace has brought in us salvation.
恩典带给我们救恩。
God, the grace has taught us sanctification.
这个恩典教我们成圣。
The grace has taught us that we might be a peculiar people to serve Him.
这个恩典来寻找我们，使我们成为他特别的
子民。Grace has wrought in us eternal hope.
这个恩典在我们里面放下永远的希望。
Now, what should we do?
那么我们应当做什么呢
？What should be our response towards God's grace?
我们怎么来回应神的恩典
呢 ？We need to continue to be the manifestation of God's grace.
我们需要继续来成为神恩典的见证。
You know, we are a trophy of God's grace after we are saved.
得蒙拯救之后，我们是神恩典的见证。
We are just like John Newton.
我们就一个约翰牛顿。
You know, John Newton once.
约翰牛顿有一次说。
You know, I am not what I might be.
我不是我可能成为的样子。
Say, I am not what I ought to be.
我也不是我应该成为的样子。
And I am not what I wish or hope to be.
我不是我希望或者盼望成为的样子。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
I am not what I once was.
不是我过去的样子。
By His grace, I am what I am.
借着他的恩典，我是我现在。
In other words, he is what he is today. There is a great change in his life. It's all because of God's grace.
他成为他现在的样子，都是因着神的恩典。
In other words, we need to continue to be the expression and manifestation of God's grace.
我们需要继续成为神恩典的见证。
You know, today, when people see us, we need to be the testimony of God's grace.
当人看见我们的时候，我们就是神恩典的见证。
You know, last week, brother, sister, we had this operation.
上个礼拜我们有这个。
为妈妈有那个 sister, we had an operation.
为妈妈有一个手术。
Yesterday, when we went there and visit her.
我们昨天我们。
It seems like there is no operation at all.
看起来好像根本就没有手术。
She testified the pain.
她讲到说没有痛苦。
She didn't even pain medication.
她也没有吃任何止痛药。
Brother sister, an 80-year-old sister.
那是一个八十岁的姊妹。
Who went through three surgery.
经过三个手术。
In almost a year's time.
这些年间
What is this? This is grace.
这就是恩典
This is a manifestation of God's grace.
这就是神恩典的见证
Today we need to be that kind of a person.
今天我们就需要成为这样的人
People see us not because of our good works.
神看见我们人看我们不光是因着我们的好行为
We are a testimony God's grace is so abundant in the midst of us.
而是因为神的恩典在我们里面丰富的彰显
On the other hand,
另一方面
There is a warning.
有一个警告
that we will not be a disgrace to God's grace.
我们不能够成为神恩典的羞辱。
This is my second burden.
这是我的第二个负担。
What is a disgrace to God's grace?
什么是神恩典的羞辱呢
？A while ago, we read 1 John chapter 2 verse 15.
约翰一书二章十五。
Love not the world, neither the things that is in the world.
不解和世界上的事。
A person, a Christian who is a disgrace to God's grace, is a person who is a worldly Christian.
一个羞辱一个神恩典的人，基督徒是一个爱世界的。
A person who loves the world.
是一个爱世界的基督徒。
Just take this into consideration.
我们来想一想。
If a person is in jail.
如果一个人在监狱里。
And another person will sell all his possession.
另外一个人卖了他所有的。
All his riches.
所有的富有的。
That to turn it into money to bail this person out.
把它变成钱来把这个人赎回来。
After bailing this person out,
把这个人赎出来之后。
This person went back the next day and sin again and what? Break the law and go back to prison.
那个人第二天又犯罪，又回到监狱里去。
What would you say concerning this person?
你对这个人怎么说呢？
It's a disgrace.
这是一个羞辱。
There is no such a kind of appreciation.
那里没有感恩。
When such a person did something good to you,
这个人对你做了这么好的事。
You need to change your life.
你需要改变你的生活。
When God has already saved us.
当神救我们的时候
He paid it with a heavy price.
他付出了一个极重无比的代价。
His son died in our place, paid the ransom, set us free.
他的儿子为此付出了这个赎价。
Transfer us from the kingdom of darkness to the light.
把我们从黑暗的权势转到光明的。
After all these things that he had done for us,
经过这些事情以后
we go back and love the world.
我们回到世界去爱这个世界。
This is a disgrace to God's grace.
这是不是羞辱神的恩典？
You know, let's talk about world. You know, what is the world really?
我们来讲讲世界，什么是世界
？What is world? World in the Greek is cosmos.
世界就在希腊文里就是 cosmos.
And it has three meanings.
三个意思。
One is a system.
是一个系统。
A system that put things in order.
这个是个有秩序的系统。
Number two, it's a totality of the material world and its beauty.
是属于这个物质世界。
And it's the third meaning is a totality of all the people living in this world.
其世上的人。
So when you talk about John 3:16, that says.God so loved the world.
约翰福音三章十六节讲到说，神爱这个世人。
It doesn't talk about the system.
它不是讲到说这个。
It talks about the totality of the people living in this world. God loved the people in this world.
而是讲到说是世上的人。
But when we talk about 1 John 2:15,
我们讲到说约翰一书二章十
六。Love the world.
不要爱这个世界。
This refers to the system.
这个世界只是说讲到说这个系统。
It refers to the material world in which we are attracted into.
讲到说这个物质的世界吸引着我们。
Today God wants to tell us.
神想要告诉我们。
Love not the world.
不要爱这个世界。
Because if we love the world, we are disgraced to God's grace.
如果我们爱这个世界，我们就是羞辱主的。
And this world, number one, has a prince over it.
这个世界第一点是有一个王。
There is a prince. It is Satan.
这个王就是这个魔鬼。
You talk about the fashion of this world.
你讲到这个世界的样子。
The world of fashion.What do we call that?
潮流
or the world of entertainment.
这个娱乐
or the world of sports.
运动
It seems like this so-called world of fashion, world of sport are distinct one from the other.
这个潮流这个运动好像一样
But really, it's all the same.
实际上都是一样的
Behind it, there's a person who is running it.
因为在那背后有一个人在操作这一切。
It's just a puppeteer.
这只是一个木偶。
It's like a puppet he can walk, he can make a lot of movements.
就像一个木偶可以走，可以做很多的事
情。And we will say, oh, it's so good.
看起来好像很好。
But you should know behind it, there's a person who's pulling the strings.
但你要知道背后有一个人在操纵。
Today when we start loving the world,
今天我们如果来爱这个世界
，we should know there's a person who's trying to control us.
要知道说这背后有个人要来操纵我们
And this is Satan.
就是撒旦
And not only the world has a prince,
不光这世界有一个王
The world has a philosophy.
这个世界有一个哲学
What is a philosophy? What is a concept?
这个哲理是什么呢
It's to be separated from God.
就是从神分开
And this we can see clearly in the book of Genesis.
我们看到创世纪里面
When the Tower of Babel was erected.
因为当这个巴别塔被建起来的时候
His main purpose is to be separated from God.
他的目的就是要从神分开
To cry independent from God, we don't anymore.
是要从神独立开来我们不再需要神
This is what the world is all about.
这就是世界
Why is this entertainment?
什么是娱乐呢
Because the world wants to tell God.
就因为这个世界要告诉
I don't need you for satisfaction.
我不需要你来满足我
I have entertainment to satisfy my inner being.
我 我自己来娱乐我自己。
And not only they want to separate it from God.
不光是要从神分开
来。It says, "Let make a tower that go up to the heavens."
来，我们来建一个塔通直通天。
And it says, "And make a name for ourselves."
来宣扬我们的名。
In other words, before we should glorify God.
我们应当来荣耀神的名。
But the philosophy and the concept of this world to uplift ourselves.
但是这个世界说，确实说要来彰显我们的名。
That's why Francis said we should be careful from getting into this world.
所以我们要特别的小心，不要进入这个世界。
It is a concept.
就是它的哲理。
That we will be independent of God.
我们要从神独立开
来。And that we will what? Make a name for ourselves.
我们要来宣扬我们的名。
Thirdly.
第三点。
This worldly system has a purpose.
这个世界的系统有一个目的。
The purpose is to what? Attract God's children back to the world.
就神的子民吸引开来。
That's why Second John says, "Love not the world."
所以圣经上说不要爱。
If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
爱世界爱父的心就不在他里面。
We cannot love two things.
我们不能爱两个事情。
Either we love the world or we hate the world.
我们或者爱世界或者恨世界。
If you love the world, then you hate God.
如果你爱世界，你就恨神。
This is what the world is all about.
这就是世界。
And when we becomeChristians who are worldly,
我们成为属世的基督徒。
Let me repeat, we are disgrace to God's grace.
我就说我们是羞辱神的恩典。
And you know what? Lot is a classic example of a worldly Christian.
罗德就是一个经典的非常经典的例子。
I don't have a lot of time going through the book of Genesis.
我不能够再讲创世纪。
We cannot read these passages, but let me just tell you.
让我来讲一下。
When Abraham was called out by God, came out of my country.
当亚伯拉罕被神呼召的时候
Lot followed after him.
罗德跟着他
And this is really wonderful.
这是非常好的
You know, it is really by faith that he followed Abraham and followed God.
他凭着信跟着罗德跟着神
He doesn't know where he's going.
因为他也不知道他去哪里
God only tell him to a country, to a place that I will bring thee.
神只是说你到一个地方去
And because of what he followed by faith.
他跟着信心走
Not only God Abraham, God also blessed Lot.
神不光是祝福了亚伯拉罕，也祝福了罗德。
And we can see in chapter 12 and chapter 13, he's the flock of Abraham and Lot grew so huge.
第十三章讲到说亚伯拉罕罗德的牲畜这样的多。
That they had a problem being together.
他们不能够再同住。
And but this is really a test.
这其实是一个测验。
So when the herdsmen of Abraham and Lot is fighting against each other,
当罗德和亚伯拉罕的牧人争吵的时候
，Abraham said, "You know, let not this be between us."
亚伯拉罕说，我们之间不可争吵。
We need to split up.
我们需要分开。
If you go to the north, I'll go to the south.
如果你向北，我就向南。
He said, "Take your pick."
亚伯拉罕说，罗德你来挑。
God, you know, Abraham did a wise job.
亚伯拉罕
did a good job.
做得非常好。
Because he knows where his blessing came from.
因为他知道他的祝福从哪里来。
So he told Lot, pick up any land.
所以他跟罗德说你挑吧。
Abraham doesn't care where he goes.
亚伯拉罕根本不知道去哪里。
Because he knows his blessing comes from God.
他知道祝福从神而来。
He holds one very important principle.
他掌握一个原则。
Wherever God guides, he provides.
无论神到怎样引领，神都供应。
But we should learn this lesson.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要来学这个功课。
During this time of recession.
在这个经济危机的时候。
We are so afraid.
我们是这样子
害怕。What should I do? Should I be in this company or should I transfer?
我是应当在这个公司呢，还是另找工作
？Remember this: when God guides, He provides.
我记住说，神引领，神也必供应。
That's why Abraham doesn't even dare to look at that land.
所以亚伯拉罕根本没有去看。
But Lot take a different path.
但是罗德选了另外一条路。
When this thing happened.
当事情发生的时
候。Immediately he lift up his eyes towards the plains of Jordan.
他马上把他抬起头来看看约旦河全平原。
You know the problem with Lot, he doesn't have a normal relationship with God.
罗德的问题是他跟神没有正常的关系。
If it is really by faith he followed God.
他的确是凭着信心跟随神。
The Bible says, "I will lift up my eyes."
圣经上叫我抬头仰望。
For whence cometh my help cometh from the Lord who made heaven and earth.
我的帮助从哪里来呢？我的帮助从创造天地的耶和华而来。
Yes, Lot lifted up his eyes.
罗德的确是举目了。
But he didn't look up to God.
但是他没有向神举目。
He looked down to the plains of Jordan.
他看到约旦河的平原。
Brothers and sisters, every time we start to love the world.
弟兄姊妹，每一次当我们爱世界的时候。
It started with the eyes.
是从眼睛开始。
Loving the world is not something immediate.
爱世界不是马上的事情。
It is something step by step.
而是一步一步的来。
When Lot lifted up his eyes towards the plains of Jordan.
当罗德举目向约旦河平原看去的时候。
The next step is he pitched his tent in the city towards Sodom.
下一步他就是冲着索多玛，直到他的帐幕。
Chapter 14.
第十四章。
He not only pitches them towards Sodom.
他不光是冲着索多玛，直到他的帐幕。
He is already in Sodom.
他就已经在了索。
And chapter 19.
十九章。
He is what sitting at the Sodom.
他坐在了索多玛的口。
Yeah, when I was a young boy, I said, "What a great deal is this sitting at the gate of Sodom? So what?"
坐在城门口又怎么样呢
？But remember, Absalom. The son of David.
大卫的儿子亚沙龙。
How did he start to you know try to attract the children of Israel?
他是怎样来吸引以色列的百姓呢
？He sit at a gate in Jerusalem.
他就坐在耶路撒冷的城门口。
And every person came who would have counsel with seek counsel with King David. He said, "Don't need to go to David. Ask me."
有人来找大卫的时候，他就说你不要去找大卫，找我吧。
So in other words, when Lot sit.At the gate of Sodom, he is like a VIP there.
所以当罗德坐在城门口索多玛城门口的时候，他就相当于一个副总裁。
He is like a judge.
他就相当于一个审判官。
You see the progress?
你看到这个过程了吗
？From the attraction in the eyes.
从眼睛的被吸引。
He started to pitch his tent outside of Sodom.
在索多玛城门外支搭帐篷。
From outside of Sodom, he transferred into Sodom.
在索多玛，他进到索多玛。
After being in Sodom, he became an official in Sodom.
在索多玛成为官长。
He was comfortable.
是这样子舒服。
He became a judge in Sodom.
他成了索多玛的审判官。
But really, it is vexing his soul.
他确实他灵魂却非常的。
Because the Bible tells us he is righteous Lot. They call him righteous Lot.
他是义人罗德。
In other words, in him, he knows what is right and wrong.
在他里面，他知道什么是对，什么是错的。
What is bad and what is good?
什么是好，什么是错
？What is God's way and what is the worldly way?
什么是神的路，什么是世界的路
？Yet because he wants to compromise.
但是他却想要折中。
It vexes his soul.
所以他的心。
Today, brothers and sisters, we are in this world, but we are not of this world.
我们在这个世界，我们却不是在这个世界里。
We cannot be comfortable in this world.
我们不能在这个世界里舒服。
When Lot see that when he hear and saw what the men in Sodom is doing, it really vexes his soul.
当他看到索多玛城里的情况，他心里非常的忧伤。
Yet the problem is, Lot took care more of his relationship or his riches more than his relationship with God.
但是罗德的问题是他照顾他财产，却多于他跟神之间的关系。
And that is not the worst yet. After becoming a judge in Sodom,
当他成为那个审判官
in chapter 19 we see an angel, two angels came.
第十九章讲到说两个天使。
And he accommodated these angels.
这两个天使。
He accommodated.
他接待了这两个天使。
But this man in Sodom surround the house.
但是索多玛的人却围了他的家。
He said, "Bring these two visitors."
把这两个人带出来。
Or that we might molest them.
使我们能够我们能对他违心所欲。
What did Lot say?
罗德说什么
？Don't do any harm to these two persons.
不要对这两个人做什么。
Okay, the first phrase is right.
这第一句话是对的。
Because he's protecting the two angels. Good.
他在保护这两个天使。
But what's the next phrase is worse.
下面他说什么呢
？He said, "I will give you my two virgin daughters."
我给你，我两个处女给你。
Do anything you want to do to my daughters.
我两个女儿是处女，你可以做任何事情。这是。
He tried to compromise evil.
他想要跟那个魔鬼折中。
Compromise evil. 妥协。
妥协。
We try to when we ever to compromise evil, wrong.
当我们来妥协的时候，每件事情都错。
No matter how good your reason is，
不管你的理由是什么。
You know, Lot should have closed and said, "No, you can't. That's it."
罗德应该把门关上，说你不能进来。
But then he tried to compromise.
但他却妥协。
And you know what is the result?
结果是什么呢
？When the angel told them that the Lord will destroy Sodom and Gomorrah.
天使跟他说，神要明天要毁灭索多玛。
And he warned them that you need to get out.
跟他讲说你要出来。
And Lot told his son-in-law, "We need to get out."
罗德跟他的女婿讲说你要出来。
What did the son-in-law respond?
他的女婿说什么呢
？They mock him.
他们嘲笑他。
Or they laugh at him.
他们笑话他。
They may say, "You are warning us to get out of Sodom. You are already a judge in Sodom."
你警告我们要离开索多玛，你已是索多玛的审判官。
Today a lot of Christians is worldly Christian.
今天很多基督徒是属世的基督徒。
Even though they try to preach the gospel.
尽管他们想要传扬。
But people say you are also in this world. You do whatever we do. You say whatever we say. How could you say you are a Christian?
你已经在这个世界上，你说跟我们一样的话，做跟我们一样的事。
Is it because the word of God has no power? No, that's not true.
难道是神的话没有力量吗？不是的。
The word of God is ever power.
神的话是非常有力量的。
The problem is not the word of God.
问题不出于神的话。
The problem is with who being worldly.
这个问题是暂时属实的。
When we become a disgrace to God's grace.
当我们羞辱神的恩典的时候。
People will never respect whatever you say.
人们不会再尊重你所说的话。
Because our faith doesn't coincide with what we do.
因为我们的信心和我们所做的不相
称。Today, brothers and sisters, we need to see we got to get out of this world.
我们今天需要从这世界出来。
We should not love this world.
我们不能再爱这个世界。
This world is only ending up into the, damnation.
这个世界会灭亡。
We will only care for that one heavenly thing.
我们只能想到天上的。
The world today is only temporary.
这个世界是暂时的。
We are a heavenly kingdom.
我们是属天的国。
We are heavenly people.
我们是属天的国民。
We need to differentiate ourselves from other worldly people.
我们需要把从世上的人分别。
That's why we say we should not love the world.
所以说我们不要爱这个世界。
We should need to continue to love God.
我们需要来爱神。
And continue to be what a testimony of God's grace, rather than a disgrace to God's grace.
成为神恩典的见证，而不是羞辱主的恩典。
May the Lord bless you and us.
愿神向我们有怜悯。
On the one hand, we receive God's grace so abundantly.
一方面，我们接受恩典这样的丰富。
On the other hand, we need ourselves.
另一方面，我们需要来警戒自己。
Let us not be a disgrace to God's grace.
使我们不成为神恩典的羞辱。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we thank you for your amazing grace.
主，我们感谢你惊人的恩典。
Oh, as John Newton said, "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound to save a wretch like me."
像约翰牛顿所说，惊人的恩典何等甘甜，就这样如赖如我。
Oh, we are such a wretched group of people.
我们是这样无赖的人。
Yet you transfer us from the kingdom of darkness into your kingdom.
你却把我们从黑暗的权势转到光明的国度。
Oh, we become that royal priesthood.
我们成为祭司的国度。
A holy nation and a peculiar people.
成为圣洁的国度，成为你的子民。
Oh, that we might become the manifestation and the trophy of your grace.
成为你的恩典的彰显和见证。
Lord, may we not be a disgrace to your grace.
愿我们不要成为羞辱你的恩典。
Oh, grant us mercy and grace, Lord Jesus.
把恩典、怜悯和平安赐给
我
们。
Oh, we cannot do it ourselves.
我们不能够凭我们自己做。
There is too much temptation.
有太多的诱惑。
Lord, we want to say to you, Lord, we.
主，我们需要你。
We just commit these words into your hand.
我们把这些话交在你的手里。
Continue to work in our hearts.
继续在我们里面做工。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。